This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In Jharkhand, elaborate arrangements have been made for the first phase of assembly elections. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. Second phase of polling will be held on the 20th of this month in 38 constituencies. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 23rd of November. Meanwhile, the leaders of both NDA and India bloc are paying attention in those areas where the second phase of election is to be held. Addressing an election meeting at Jharia in Dhanbad, senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah exhorted people to uproot the corrupt Hemant Soren government as this is the right time. While addressing election meetings at Sindri, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren appealed to voters to exercise the vote judiciously. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Maharashtra as the leaders of various political parties leave no stone unturned to woo the voters. Addressing a political rally in Chimur constituency of Chandrapur district, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said, Maharashtra is a state which attracts the largest foreign direct investment. The state is having new airports, new expressway, more than a dozen of Vande Bharat trains, and 100 railway are being redeveloped in the state. Meanwhile, Rahul Gandhi's scheduled rally in Chikhli in Buldana district was cancelled due to technical issues in his aircraft. MP Supriya Sule addressed a rally in Aheri in Gadchiroli in support of MVA candidates. NCPSP Supremo Sharad Pawar is set to address 5 rallies in Nashik district today. All preparations have been made for the by-polls for 33 assembly constituencies in 11 states, including Kerala's Wayanad parliamentary seat, tomorrow. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Singh Puri, has stated that biofuel blending could save India 91,000 crore rupees on import expenses, with these savings benefiting the agricultural sector. Inaugurating the 27th Energy Technology Summit in Bengaluru, he noted that India ranks second globally in the biofuel blending and is on track to achieve a 20% biofuel fuel blending target by next year ahead of schedule. India's exports of solar photovoltaic PV products has surged 23 times to $2 billion in the last 2 years. A report by the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis and JMK Research and Analytics says the growth was made during the fiscal year 2022 to 2024. The report says this marks a significant progress in India transitioning from a net importer to a net exporter of solar products. The Ministry of Communications is working on a call dropping problems faced by the consumers. As per sources, the ministry is monitoring the quality of service every month instead of 4 times in a year. Sources also stated that the government is trying to make the latency parameters strictly compliant with the international levels. The companies not following the parameters will be subjected to financial disincentives. To tackle the problems of telemarketing calls, sources said that the Digital Intelligence Unit has been formed to track real-time information of telecom misuse. In Uttarakhand, 6 people lost their lives in a collision between 2 vehicles in Dehradun late last night, while the condition of another person remains critical. A total of 7 people were travelling in the vehicle. In Jammu and Kashmir, a gunfight broke out between security forces and terrorists in North Kashmir's Bandipora district this morning. Srinagar-based Army's Chinar Corps spokesperson informed that based on specific intelligence input regarding the presence of terrorists, a joint operation was launched by the Army and J&K police in the general forest area of Nagmark in the district. In Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy, India will take on 3-time winner South Korea at the Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar today. The match will start at 4:45 p.m. local time. Yesterday, India defeated Malaysia with a clean score of 4-0 in the opening match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.